We welcome our guests, the Joint Heirs. Joint Heirs, how are you?
We are good. My brother, Darcy, is actually about to come on. He's
Okay.
He'll be joining shortly.
Okay.
You'll just hear his voice and know it's him.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
Who are the Joint Heirs?
The Joint Heirs are comprised of two country boys, myself being Moiba Mustafa, grew up in Nashville, Tennessee, and my brother Darcy Stewart, who actually was born in Germany but raised in Alabama. And we got together when we were in high school and just became friends and been making music ever since then.
How would you classify your music?
Our music is... it's I have to say probably some it's soulful because that's what sticks to the soul. I think that sounds so cliche. Soul music sticks to the soul, but it's true. You think about it, from Stevie Wonder, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Ray Charles. We're still singing those same songs because of the passion, the conviction that they had. And so we, being pretty much brought up on that through our parents and stuff, kind of taking that same formula and put it with gospel. And if you think about it, that's where they got it from to begin with, was the church. So we've just taken these soulful melodies and put stories to them and just talked about how God, you know, God is keeping us, the temptation we have, and just how he's bringing us through.
Let's talk about the solution.
The solution. The solution. I laugh because it's a project that that's been in the making for some years. I think when we first said we wanted to put an album out, we struggled with names and what do you call it? You know, do you just say, you know, what is it exactly? Is it Jesus music? Is it God? You know, and we thought about it. It was something so simple. The solution to everything. Every problem, every situation, Jesus is the solution to that. And so that was how the name derived. And it is really, man, a compilation of just songs from over the years that we said this is this is going to be called the solution. There was, of course, certain songs that we wrote specifically for it, but mostly it was like these were just songs that that came out of either tribulation, some type of struggle, or some type of joy, and we said those songs fit the solution. We put out other projects from We're Still Recording until the album drops. Those were other great songs, but these songs in particular fit the solution.
More to Life. You've got a rap artist on that song.
Absolutely. The incomparable and talented Andale, that is my brother from another mother. Literally, he is. That came about because of our friendship. We are actually really good friends, all three of us, me, him, and Darcy. And that's kind of a given because we're friends, and he's so talented. He is such a talented artist. Period. So we were like, it was a no-brainer to put him on the song.
There's also a song, sort of a smooth song, Wait.
Wait, yeah. That song, that is one of those songs that I kind of mentioned earlier that was written a while ago, written so long ago, but it's still fitting. I mean, it's funny. I think we were both unemployed at that time. And that's what we were, ironically, we were both unemployed at the same time. And that song came out of that, about trusting and waiting on God. I think literally we were trying, you know, both waiting on job opportunities. And so that song came out of that struggle and everything that was going on during that time. Wait. So that song, I don't know how many years ago it was written, but to this day still blesses so many people in the same situation, waiting on a breakthrough, waiting on a change, waiting on, you know, whatever it is. That song blessed us, so it continues. continues to bless people.
Why is Supernatural, Ben E. King's Supernatural, why is that a fan favorite with your fans?
Because, man, that thing is soulful. It goes back to what I'm talking about. That is soulful. It was soulful back in the day. And when my brother D first came and let me hear the sample he had, I was like, good God, what is that? What, you know, what are we going to do with that? It was, when he first produced it, it was like, it was just, you know, just a track. And, you know, we do music, period. So it was just an empty track to begin with. We had no idea that it was going to be the song it is now. And so our manager, my brother, Lowe, was like, hey, this thing is so infectious, the groove of it, especially the way Darcy played with the track, you know. And the lyrics, of course, it was like, who else? I mean, granted, Benny King was talking about females. Like, for us, who else could he be talking about that's supernatural? And so we put the lyrics to it, and I think we were still kind of hesitant about doing it because it was, you know, it's a sample. It's not a well-known sample, surprisingly. But wow. When we first played that thing, the reaction we got, people were going crazy. You know, the track went off. We didn't have a band or anything at that time. It was just a track. And people were like, kept singing it, Supernatural, yo-yo. They still want to keep singing it. We were like, I think we're onto something. I think we might have hit something. So that thing is just infectious, and I think it's just a joyful song singing about how God is supernatural.
You guys are going to be in a movie.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, we are actually in the movie The Identical, which is actually out presently. And came out this past weekend, and that's just an awesome opportunity, another door that God kind of opened for us. We've always had a passion for film, you know, and even screenplays and acting, and so this came about from us just pitching a song for the movie, and they wanted us to perform the song. We were like, wait, why do we got to perform it? Can we just give y'all the song? And they were like, no. So my brother talked us into performing our songs for these people. And turned out they didn't want any of the songs. They just wanted us to be in the movie, which we were like, wow. So the movie pretty much is about two identical twins. And one is a super mega star. And the other one doesn't know that he is related to this super mega star. But he grew up in the church. And so what's that? What's his life like? Having this mega, you know, star brother, not knowing, you know, that he's related, but his struggle in just trying to be himself and fulfill his own purpose that God has for him. We had the opportunity to actually sing and act in the movie, which was so cool. So we play the characters of Darcy and Mo, which is our actual name. So it worked out. It was, you know, I didn't have to stretch and. I did have to put on an afro. I will say that for our fans out there that know me, I'm the dark skinned bald headed guy, and in the movie I have an afro, and it was so hot, all the sweating I was doing in there, it almost looks like a Jerry curl at the end of the scene. But it was a great experience. It's awesome, and I'm praying that, of course, you know, doors open up, some more doors open up from this experience.
Our guests, we're talking to the joint heirs, and we're talking to Mo. And we're waiting for Darcy to show up shortly.